A forecast from the Congressional Budget Office today says the federal budget deficit will be more than $400 billion for the fiscal year that ends next month. The CBO numbers also predict that the government will run in the red for most of the next 10 years, racking up more than $1 trillion in new debt. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
CBO analysts said today the U.S. economic outlook had substantially worsened since their last budget forecast less than 6 months ago. In March, CBO estimated this year's deficit would be $246 billion, with deficits declining as the decade went on and turning into surpluses. Today, CBO laid out a very different forecast, showing deficits much worse this year and next than previously predicted. Moreover, the CBO said a return to modest budget surpluses by the end of the decade would not be nearly enough to make up for the deficits in the rest of the decade. CBO Director Douglas Holtz Aiken said today that over the next 10 years, the U.S. national debt would increase by $1.4 trillion. Holtz Aiken said a weak economy since 2000 was one reason for the deficits, but not the only reason.
The source of the change in the near term comes from largely legislative actions.
Those legislative actions are mainly the president's tax cuts, which immediately reduced the amount of revenue coming into the U.S. Treasury, and the war in Iraq, which cost billions that hadn't been planned for. John Spratt, the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee, said these new estimates could also be understating the deficit.
This problem is a structural problem. It won't go away with growth. It won't fade away as the economy recovers. It won't change until we change it with a different set of policies than those that are now being applied.
Spratt warned that the Bush administration and congressional Republicans have as one of their top priorities extending and making permanent the tax cuts passed in 2001 and earlier this year. Today's CBO forecast does not include the price of those cuts beyond the years they're set to expire. Extending them would cost another $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. Then there's the drive to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare, which could cost another $400 billion over 10 years, and more tax reform on the way, possibly another $400 billion. But Jim Nussle, the Republican chairman of the House Budget Committee, said there are other assumptions in the CBO report that may be too gloomy. He said costs may actually be lower than projected. The U.S. may spend less in rebuilding Iraq over time, and discretionary domestic spending may not continue to grow so quickly. Controlling that, Nussle said, is the key to keeping the budget in line.
We need to do a better job of controlling spending, and we also need to do a better job of eliminating waste. I still look at these as spending-driven deficits, and Congress must step in and do a better job of controlling that spending.
Nussle suggested today that most agencies and programs could cut 1% of their budgets by eliminating wasteful practices. But that alone is not likely to bring the federal budget back to balance. CBO Director Holtz Aiken said at some point the Congress is going to have to make some very difficult choices.
We cannot do everything simultaneously. It's the oldest lesson in economics. Some of these choices will have to be made, and it will dictate the path.
Whether that means allowing the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts to expire or extending them but cutting government programs, Holtz Aiken said something will have to change, or the budget situation beyond the current decade could make people nostalgic for the forecast they heard today. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.